Debate on ethanol was lively but relatively short by legislative standards. The bill by Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz was indefinitely postponed, despite the sponsors' pleas for a vote on the measure.
This bill has had a public hearing in both the Senate and the Assembly. There's been no rush to judgment, despite the rumors that circulate around this building and elsewhere in this state.
Schultz said jobs produced by ethanol could boost local economies by $56 million, but plans to turn Wisconsin into an ethanol leader fizzled on the floor of the Senate, with opponents arguing just because Wisconsin grows corn doesn't mean it should mandate 10% ethanol in regular unleaded gasoline. Mary Lozick was the driving force that put the brakes on ethanol. The New Berlin Republican called it a mandate.
We should not be interfering in the lives of our constituents in terms of their decision makers of what kind of fuel they put in their gas tank.
Ethanol supporter Sheila Harsdorf argued that consumers don't have a choice right now. The Republican from River Falls says motorists buy what oil companies want to sell.
Ethanol is their competition. There is no incentive for them to offer 10% ethanol at the pumps when they can sell 100% of their product. And so keep that in mind, folks, when we look at consumers don't have a choice.
The bill called for ethanol in pumps statewide, but concern about the corn-based fuel was strongest in southeastern Wisconsin. Conflicting scientific studies on emissions sparked concern about greenhouse gases. Juneau Senator Scott Fitzgerald pointed out that Milwaukee and other areas with strict pollution limits forced a change in the bill that could kill it. If using ethanol caused cities to exceed pollution standards, gas stations would not have to sell it.
Which means if this thing is signed into law, we could have ethanol, a mandate in place for a month, and the DNR could pull the plug on it. That's outrageous.
Concern about emissions, cost per gallon, and mileage all played into the debate. The Assembly had already passed the bill, and Governor Jim Doyle also supported it. Supporters could still push to revive the bill before the end of the session next month. Shermaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.